All right, it's 7 p.m. And the first, do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner McKeef. Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. First thing on the agenda is pledge allegiance and then moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first thing on the agenda is the introduction of the commission members to our new audience. I'm Mayor Stoneham.
Hi.
I'm Beth Marsh, I'm City Clerk.
I'm Linda Cavill, I'm the Roads Commissioner.
Hi, Linda. Susan Bobbin, Utility Commissioner.
Dennis Metcalf, Safety Commissioner.
Sam Small, Treasurer.
Okay. And you all are Kristen and William Klein.
Yes.
All right. Next thing on the agenda is 15-30 minute time period for citizen complaint. I will state the rules. Must have signed in and include their home address. Only one person talks at a time. Everyone else listens and keeps additional comments to themselves. State their name and street they live on. State their comment or concern. No pointing fingers, comments, or concerns. No pointing fingers for the comments and the concerns. 3 minutes per person time limit, and some city commission will listen and may decline to respond to the comment or concerns. So, I'm assuming you have some comments and concerns.
I sent two rounds of emails. Oh, actually, that's the thing that I'm concerned about. Never heard you read that on the minutes on the web page before, so that's a little bit surprising. One of my issues is the fact that we are called a non-sanctuary city at the top of our sheet now. And I did listen. I listened again today because I wanted to be more up to date of your reasoning. I know that the city of Louisville was not listed as a non-sanctuary city at that time, but in July, they did become a non-sanctuary city. So the reasoning, I would like it to come home.
Okay. I did some research.
You said you did a lot of research.
Today, I went back and checked, and one of the big concerns I had was the Center for Immigration Studies. It has a website. It was updated on October 16th, and it still has Kentucky's four locations, Campbell County, Frankton County, Jefferson County, and Louisville listed on it. And I've got a little slip of paper. Okay, so that you can look this up, because there's also the 3902 ordinance, Metro's ordinance, was approved on 8/25/17, is still in existence, and the LMPD SOP 10.1.13, Immigration Enforcement, it's PDF page 737. It was reviewed on 11/29/21, and it's still in place. These are still active, even though all Louisville did back in July was allow additional time to be held in county jail. But that's not, if you look at these other issues that I have on here, the ordinance and the SOP, police officers are not, if a police officer stops an illegal immigrant or a person of that appears to be an illegal immigrant, they cannot detain them. They can only write them a citation for, and I know this is a fact because I was at court and I watched this happen, where a person that needed a translator was stopped for no insurance, unregistered vehicle, and no driver's license. And he got a 90-day suspended sentence and a year probation. That was it. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
We are a small, little town in Houston and Jefferson County. I don't think any other small city than the Louisville or Kentucky has anything on their website stating that.
Nobody else in Kentucky.
Okay.
Nobody else in Kentucky has. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I find it very uninviting. I mean, we're just a small town. That heading is not going to change an illegal immigrant driving in our neighborhood. That's not going to do anything. But what it is going to do is it's going to leave a red mark on our neighborhood and it looks like that. That's all I can say.
It's out of the paragraph. It's still up in the top logo.
Yes.
Here's some more reason. Okay. We have 574 single family dwellings. We have condo dwellings of 78 and business properties of 23. Rental properties, and this is just for the dwellings, the livable dwellings. As of July, on our bills, we had 136 rental properties out of all those. That's 20.15%. We need, another reason we did this was to discourage people from renting their properties without fully checking who they're renting to. Also, it discourages national companies from coming in here and buying properties that all they want to do is rent. Okay, go ahead.
I just think it's very divisive.
Well,
I think it's very political. I think it's something we could do without, and we could just be a good little Houston city. I think it makes us look like something I hope we're not.
We're not prejudiced. We're telling. Did you read the resolution?
I've got it all.
Okay.
I listened to the whole meeting again today. I mean, I sat down and took some time on
okay,
it.
Okay, well, good. Thank
before
you.
Before I came today.
Okay.
And I appreciate Beth actually sending me an email back.
Okay.
Yeah.
For my part, I was under the impression, based on our discussion at a previous meeting, that that was going to be taken off of the website. I am surprised to find out
I've
that
heard
all
that too, and that's why I'm sorry I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm just.
But that's why I didn't send another email right away, because I heard it discussed on the meeting. And the fact that they said they would take it off
exactly.
The top and put it in. And I was content. I wasn't happy, but I was content. So I was happy that the subject did come up. So I very much was listening to the next meeting. Nothing. Crickets.
Well, it's there as a deterrent.
Can we take it down so it's not in the heading?
It's one of the things.
Yes
that,
or no? Can you take it down?
I will take it down if we get a majority vote. The way that I look at it is, we need to make sure, and we need to let the people know that we're going to cooperate with the federal government.
We are cooperating, though. I just read it today. We are now getting federal money because we are cooperating.
That's Louisville.
Yes, and that's
But Louisville's still listed. Louisville and Jefferson County are still listed on that website that I just told you about.
But are they listed on other websites?
That's the main one. When you Google that, when you Google non-sanctuary cities, that website that's listed on that little piece of paper mm-hmm. is top number one item that shows up.
Okay, well, I Googled it today. I don't know what website I was on. It was just basically in general Google. And instead of Ask UI, I got the letter here that the mayor actually sent out. I wasn't planning on pulling it out, but the mayor actually sent out a letter saying that he was changing, you know, to comply with the federal law. So I'm not sure why it has to be so precise in this, but we can find it in a lot of other cases that we are.
Well, I haven't seen that letter because what I saw in the interview was he said, but I don't agree with it. There was a video, there was newscast.
According to Metro Corrections.
That's Corrections.
Will begin honoring 48-hour federal detention as being practiced because the stakes are too high. This is in July.
That's in July. But there's a difference between the judicial, the corrections. The correction. Police officers cannot take people and retain people if they don't have a driver's license, they don't have insurance, and they don't have a properly registered car. That pretty much, and if you read that SOP 10.1.13, it states in there they can't assist and report any or ask for any immigration status when they're doing traffic stops. So that right there means we're a sanctuary city because we're not cooperating with taking illegals and taking them off the street.
But if they're in Worthington Hills, they can do that.
Huh?
But if they're in Worthington Hills, they can do that?
No, they can't.
Then why do we have to say that?
Because we have to say it's a deterrent. That's the whole reason to have it on there is a deterrent.
Okay. I see it as a deterrent of something I don't like.
Well, there is 573 other households
that
has not complained about it.
And that's the problem because 50-50 are going to be like this on this.
It's not 50-50 because you're the only one that we've seen any information from.
We'll never know. I'm the only one that has an issue. I'm the only one that's fighting. And that's because I took the time to listen to the meeting and to actually take an interest. I think there might be a few more people who just don't pursue it.
Well.
Now, I can go out and knock door to door if that's what you want me to do.
No, that's not what I want you to do. I want you to also.
I didn't want to come to this meeting.
I want you to understand there's two ways of looking at this.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. And we as a city commission, and I'll take a vote here in a minute, we as a city commission are responsible to try and be proactive and not reactive.
Okay.
And in February, the reason why I even addressed this was because I saw what was going on in other parts of the country. And I saw that ICE and Homeland Security was addressing this thing in big cities.
So where are
these people going to go? If they decide to leave there, they're not going back to their home country. They're going to go find another place to go because they probably owe money to the cartel for their getting into the country. 4 years of Joe Biden put us in this position.
You think everybody that comes in here illegally is a criminal? I don't think so.
Everybody that enters this country without proper documentation is illegal. They are breaking the law. You do not go into another country, in any other country, anywhere else in the world, the way they've come into our country and expect to walk on their soil. They will put them in prison. Okay, it's come down to there is a reason to be proactive and a reason is not to be reactive. Our idea is to be proactive to discourage people from considering settling in the city of Worthington Hills, whether they're a criminal, illegal, or not, okay? This is the reason why...
That's your reason.
That is the reason for doing this, yes. It was voted on, and the majority of the city commission approved it.
I don't think the packet, or whatever, the link you handed out, I heard it this morning when I was re-listening to the meeting, that you gave some sort of links for people to look at before. No, this wasn't it. It was something on YouTube. And
before they voted.
Yes.
I said there's all kind of links out there. Those three there are what I documented it with.
Okay.
Okay.
So I feel like it gives us a look of the community that you think it looks like we're being proactive, and I think it makes us look like we're something else.
Well.
And I was not by home in Maplewood. They had that at the top of their list.
I actually got this from a... I actually got the wording of the resolution from a city in Washington State.
I know. I heard that part this morning. You said you did a lot of research.
Right.
Okay. And I took it as the city in Washington State was a sanctuary city.
They
misunderstood.
They have. I know they put it out. I'm assuming they did. I don't really know. Why not? Why not do it?
It's important to you. It's important to me. We're not going to agree. That's all. So I would like it to come down. If it doesn't come down, there's not much I can do about it. There is another reason not to.
Is there not some kind of happy medium?
I took a whole paragraph out. I redid the paragraph.
So does it still say? Is it
right?
Still
and can we put it somewhere further down the page that it wouldn't look?
I thought we had already
We did talk about that, and Linda was.
Well, I took it out of the paragraph,
and we were going to revisit it when Linda returned.
And
right.
We did revisit it because you told us that you would take it off the page.
I did take it off the
further
page.
Further down in the thing. That is what you told us.
Here's where it's at.
Very thought.
It's not anywhere else on there.
It's right next to.
You have to look for it.
I didn't look hard.
Get it back to the.
It's right there.
See it reported.
No. It's right there.
Look at the name. Look at the name. Worthington Hills.
Oh, well, you tucked it in under the city of Worthington Hills. How clever of you, Mayor. How clever of you.
That's it was
sneaky.
There. It's
That's
been there.
Sneaky.
That has been there. That has
Don't
been there.
Don't tell me it's been there.
That
before.
Has been
I
there.
I helped design that web page. I know what it looked like.
I put it. It was put in there on April 17th.
When did we vote for you to put it there? Have you seen it?
I don't recall.
It was voting
to put it.
It was the resolution.
No,
was,
we did not vote to do that. That was not something that you brought up in a meeting. I thought it was going to be in the written thing. You didn't ask us if you could do that. You just
did
it.
Yeah. I mean.
And I don't like that. You're always talking about making sure that we vote and making sure that everything is done up to speed, and you hold
transparency.
Us to, you hold our feet to the fire about that. I mean, I have to be careful when I send an email that it doesn't look like I'm having a meeting with other commissioners when I send an email out, that I'm not going out of the bounds and discussing something.
It was taken out of that paragraph.
Yeah, but nobody told you. No, you didn't ask us. You didn't ask us. And the whole thing of it is, I don't care if you're the mayor, the road commissioner, anybody. We don't do anything that we don't bring it in front of this whole commission and vote on it. And you didn't do that.
When we voted on that resolution, that gave us that was part of the resolution was to advertise, was to document it on our letterhead if we wanted to, on our agenda
item.
You
know what you're telling us. You know you're trying to dance around it. You put it under that city of Worthington Hills without getting, without showing it to us, without asking us. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
I thought it was already called.
So did I, but I didn't want to expect
that. I never went back and checked.
And I don't like this. I don't like this at
all. All right. If I hear a motion, get a second, we'll take a vote.
I make a motion that it be removed from the wording, not a sanctuary city, be removed from the home page of our Worthington Hills website.
I second.
I third it.
Well, you can't second
it. I'll second that.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Maupin. All right. I'm take a roll call vote, and I'll go first. Mayor Stoneham, no. Commissioner Bedell?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez? Yes. All right. I'll have it removed.
And the state and corrections are the police and the corrections are state. They're state employees. That's why.
What?
The corrections of Kentucky and the state police are state employees. They're not federal. That's why there's a difference between the two. I know it's like you're saying it's federal law and police can't do this or corrections that because they're state. They're not federal employees.
Right. But if you or I were stopped and we didn't have a driver's license, if we were stopped for a moving violation,
right?
Okay, or we're in an accident, we didn't have a driver's license or an insurance card, or our car wasn't registered properly,
right?
Where do you think we're going?
I would think probably be arrested. But
right. But and they're not doing that.
Anyone.
They're not doing that.
How do you know, though?
I do know because of the fact we had an incident happen in Worthington Hills.
In 2019,
October 1st of 2019.
That's been a lot of time between
them. Well, it still is going on because I had been going to the Citizens Police Academy, and I have confirmed it. They will not take anybody to jail who doesn't have a driver's license or insurance or the car properly registered unless it's a major homicide type thing.
So then they wouldn't take me to jail.
Good. I can drive without a license. I'll quit worrying about getting that out
here. Like I said, I was in court one day and I actually watched a defendant come in, have an interpreter. The judge read what the charges were, which was no driver's license, no insurance, and improperly registered car. Did not get a fine, got a 90-day suspended sentence with a year probation.
But the police did what? They did their job, and they hauled him in. It's the judge
that,
decided what to do when he got in there.
Right.
And that's where the problem is with a lot of stuff that goes on. It's not the fact that the police officers don't do their job.
The police officers would like to do their job because if they could identify the person as possible as an illegal alien and contact ICE, that would be a whole different thing.
But that's...
It offends me because the whole reason for this thing, it offends me because my grandparents immigrated here in the 20s from Norway. They went through Ellis Island. My uncle Calvin almost didn't get in because he basically had a fever when they showed up to Ellis Island. They thought he might have a contagious disease, and they had to wait around and get him medically identified. They end up immigrating in getting their citizenship. My parents, my mom and all her sisters were all born on a farm. So it kind of, it really is an issue with me and probably every other person in here that's coming here legally.
I understand what you're saying.
Their names are written on the wall.
Right.
So there's millions of people in this country that feel that.
Right, right. But they came legally. They did not illegally cross the border.
Well, right now, we're past that. We have can we get on to it?
Okay. All right.
I looked at the map today. The trees, the leaves would not even come down out of the trees. We have two more yardways to pick up before it is cut off the label. That's not what we're supposed to do.
No, I'm not sure.
I've asked if we could have one at the end of November.
I mean,
waiting on Connor to get back with me.
Yes.
Because I did ask for, and we also had another resident.
It might be me.
I didn't get your email if you emailed.
I did send an email
from Jill.
Okay,
okay. I'm waiting for Connor to get back about that last November pickup, but he said he doesn't see it to be an issue.
Well, you realize the last two Decembers we've had in the state of Kentucky, we've had major tornadoes go through. The weather has changed. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the end of December will be sufficient. I have a huge tree in my side yard that does not drop its leaves until when? It's a year-round thing where we're putting, we're cutting and putting it in the bag. And it does not automatically cut off November 15th and pick up April 1st.
Right.
And that is a big concern of mine.
All right.
And I think we, being a city like we are, we do pay some good taxes, and you all do a good job of keeping it maintained. But that's a service I think the residents of Worthington Hills deserve.
That's why I voted for Rocky. Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
Not that Echo Tech is doing a good job at for.
I was concerned about.
Well, I was voting for the same pickup.
I was probably to throw Echo Tech a bone. I was worried about the recycling being every other week. I thought, oh, good Lord, we'll never. But we're surviving. We're
we
doing
are.
It.
We
but
are.
The yard waste is a whole other issue.
Well, she's in charge of that.
Well, the rest is I will ask the commission if we can extend it longer. And if everyone agrees, then I will ask Connor to extend it longer.
If we get storms coming through, can we contact Yard? I mean, can we contact Echo Tech to help us? I mean,
they can only take so much.
I mean, so would they be willing to pick up yard waste? Like, let's say we had.
Like leaves and
like storm
out.
Right. And we have all these branches we've got to get rid of.
Well, they don't. That's
so they break them down.
Right. Yeah. If you can do something like that, I don't know if they would pick up limbs and stuff.
Well, it could be considered.
They can be for.
Maybe it can be considered as a bulk pickup.
Yeah.
How much did we actually save with that contract? With all that pickup time,
about $30,000
in a year.
Yeah. And
I was just wondering because we're missing like every other week on our recycles, and now the trash or the
there was one quote that was over
be picked up for almost 5 months.
There was one quote that was over $200,000 for the whole year.
Is that Rumpke or
no? That was.
I never did like Rumpke to start with, but.
Republic was over 2,000. The Rumpke with as it was stayed the same was like 170 something, and we ended up at just about $500 more than we were paying last year. Coldstream's been on every other week for 2 or 3 years now.
And Mayor's told him did his.
Is that on the garbage though, right?
He actually drove the
just
city
on the recycle.
To see how many recycle cans were out every week.
I heard. He said he saw 50, and I kind of took issue with that
Because some people are still putting the recycle bins out every
day. They are.
Yeah, they are.
And they just sit
well,
there.
Before, we didn't have a lot of recyclers from what he observed over a month's period of time.
Yeah, we last, in the May of 2024, this was before we were getting that rate increase from Rumpke, but I managed to show them where we had another year on our current contract, so they had to back it off the 26% they were going to dump on us back down to 3.8, okay? But in June of 2024, I went and drove every street on Friday morning before the trash man showed up and counted how many recycling bins and how many yard waste was at. And the average ended up being there was about 110 to 120 people every week for recycling, okay, and about 50 to 70 on
yard waste.
And one of them happens to be a lawn care service, which we addressed with the lawn care service, okay? Mm-hmm. But here again is, you know, when you break down the cost per ton that they're charging, because they're not charging by the amount of houses that they're picking it up from. If they were doing that, it'd be a whole different thing. But I don't have the exact numbers, but it was like $2,300 per ton on yard waste and about $24.50 for recycling every month, no matter how many people showed up. And we had a spreadsheet where when we were doing the bidding process, we had requested Rumpke give us the tonnage for each one for the last 4 years, and they gave us the tonnage for January. We had 5 tons of yard waste in January and paid over $2,400 for it. Paid about $2,400 for it. So you can see that's part of the reasoning. That's part of what we have to do. And the only reason I knew that they would have to have these numbers is because I had worked with Rumpke in a previous business that I was part owner, and we did on-home messaging. And I was very familiar with the rules they have to follow because of the government, environmentals. They have to take and they weigh every truck, all the dump trucks. I mean, any trash truck that goes into any waste facility gets loaded in, weighed, and then it gets weighed on the way back out. That's how they know how much is in that truck. Okay, so that was available, and they have to do it. They have to pretty much give them, you know, they know which trucks go to what areas. So when the truck comes in, they log them by a truck number, and they know where that truck's been, and that's how they know how much tonnage is coming out of that area. So, again, we did a lot of work. It wasn't just a willy-nilly on this. We're trying to say the cost of waste services has gone up dramatically just because of the environmental protection.
Wouldn't you say that's our biggest expense?
Yeah, this is,
And it's a nice perk for our neighborhood to have.
Right.
Yeah, but I just felt like we're losing something that wasn't pretty important. I just want a lot. We have a lot of yard waste.
Well, I live over in the condominiums, and we don't have recycling. We have dumpsters. So we don't even get the option of recycling.
Or yard waste.
Or yard waste either, you know, so... But
I've seen him line up, and I think he lives across the street from us, he lines up in front of our house like 20 bags. And that's just for that week. So it's a real concern.
I understand, but, you know.
Wouldn't it be nice if they all could sell at one time and then
See, we, you know, when your waste looks like it's going to come up and take the full extent of your property tax, if we didn't have insurance premium tax, we couldn't run the city.
Yeah.
Okay? That's, I'll just be honest with you. Insurance premium tax is our salvation. It's the one thing that we can change without having a whole lot of we don't have to go through the process that we do with the property tax. Property tax, you have to have public hearings and everything if you go more than 4%. Okay? So we raised our insurance premium tax a couple of years ago, and it's actually helped because we've been able to continue with the services that we need to continue with. Okay? But you've got to, you know, we've got to take in when you look at if you're only getting 100 and say 125 is an average every week out of 574 homes, that's only like 20% of the people doing it. And at 50, it's not even that.
I can understand with the recycles, but with the yard waste, I'm just wondering what people are going to do with it.
They said you told us to put it in a garbage can. Put it out with the garbage.
I didn't think that was even legal.
That's what they told us we could do. But then, how do you have room in your garbage can?
Well, I don't have a lot of garbage in these days. It's just us too. You know, we don't have a ton of garbage.
Well,
I'm convinced somebody's coming into my place and leaving their garbage because I don't know how much garbage I have.
I have more recycles than I have garbage.
Well, Susan will, Commissioner Melpin will check in to continue to check into it.
I will.
And we'll continue to
looking like through December.
See what you can get.
Okay.
They're probably going to charge you, add money to your contract, probably somehow.
Well, that's probably what they're going to end up doing. They're going to redo the contract. And the problem we have with that is we've got a contract for 3 years with them.
Okay.
And that's what's positive for us because now we know what next year's rates are going to be. And the following year's rates are going to be.
We all have yard waste in 3 years.
Maybe they'll be nice.
I hope so.
I mean, we don't. Like I said, it comes down to, you know, you got the drivers, you've got the labor involved, you got the equipment involved. You've got to have. They pay. That's another thing. They pay to get rid of that yard waste. They can't put it in with their regular trash.
That's what I was wondering.
They can only put so much in. They get caught doing more than that. There's a percentage, and I don't know what that percentage is. Because some people just throw everything together in a trash can. They don't care.
Right.
Okay? And the thing with the recycling, people are going to have to learn to tear down their boxes. You know?
Right.
I mean, that you can get a lot in. Those are 30 gallons more than our other one. Our other ones were 65 gallons. These are 95 gallons.
I compared them.
Yeah.
I remember when we used to have those little.
Yeah.
Tunnels.
Republic. Yeah. So we'll Commissioner Wolfman will stay on top of it. Mm-hmm. We'll see what we can do.
I got one more question for you about this snow removal guy that we had last winter. Mm-hmm. We still have that same one?
We're going to vote on that tonight on our show. We have our snow removal contract.
Which is coming up shortly.
Which is coming up.
Okay.
Because
one of his, he didn't do a very good job.
No, he did not.
And I don't know who he is. I don't know nothing about him. I just know that the people we've had before are a lot better than that.
And what I did when I sent out requests for bids this year, I asked them to drive through the city. I sit on a map of the city. Drive through the city and tell me where you're going to put the snow.
Yes.
Where are you going to put the snow?
Oh, they block everybody's driveway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so that's what I wanted somebody to tell me. I want to know, does your company, do you have a truck for the front end loader on them? That if it's really, really deep, you can scoop that snow up and put it somewhere else. We've got plenty of green space around here where we can put snow. So those were some of the questions that I asked. And we got our bids in, and we're going to look at the contracts tonight and vote.
Okay. I just know that guy, I mean, they even tore up some of the speed bumps we got with their shovels.
That's been 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Over in Bay Run, they took one up, half of one out.
It was.
Well, when they put the speed bump in over there, they didn't key it in.
Uh-huh.
It was just right over the blacktop. When you put speed bumps in, you got to key it in. You got to cut down into the asphalt and put it in, because if you don't, it's exactly what happened over in Bay Run.
By the fifth day of all that mess last year, I was ready. I was ready to get out there with a shovel myself and start.
Are you getting a lot of calls?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I became.
But I know they were doing a pretty terrible job.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And the thing that bothered me the most was that I would say to him, when are you going to start? And he would say, I'll have my trucks out there within an hour. And it would be 4 or 5 hours. Well, of course, I'm telling people that are calling me, they're going to be out there within an hour. And I told him, I said, you know, when I tell somebody something's going to happen, I don't have a lot anymore except my integrity. And I don't want people to say, oh, she always says that, you know. But, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Hopefully it won't snow a lot. But
well, I don't know. If you look at the weather reports, we're supposed to
get you never know, right?
Several really deep snows. So.
Well, let me ask you. Are you okay with the resolution and had to get to the resolution now?
Taking it out of the heading? Yes.
Okay. It's still on the webpage.
It's going to be on the webpage. I just didn't want it up there at the top. I mean, I'd be happy for it to come off the webpage, but I'm not.
It's a resolution that was passed. But, and it's there, but you have to know how to get to it.
But when you, I just felt, when you pulled it up and saw that with our neighborhood name, it sent a message I was not comfortable with.
I understand. But again, we both have our opinions, okay?
Do you have a better understanding of how to do things here now?
No, but it's sure nice to put some faces to the voices out here. All right. Well, I think we're out of here.
Well, do you want to wait for the snow? We're coming up on the snow with concert.
I want to listen to
you.
Yes.
All right. Are you all satisfied with any more? All right. I hope you found this enlightening. Okay. All right. Next thing on here is the approval for the September 21st, 2025 city meeting minutes. Do I hear if there was any changes that need to be made? If not, do I hear a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. City financial reports for September 2025. They were all emailed out last week. Some people didn't get them, but, you know, we got them out to everybody. They've been posted on the website along with the minutes also, the unapproved minutes. So do I hear a motion or any corrections to the financial reports? Is there any questions on them? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the financial reports for September 2025?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Babil, for the motion. Thank you, Commissioner Muffin, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I know that we've got the list going around, so I guess what we'll do is we'll make the correction and then bring it back for signatures next month, too.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and.
I make a motion that we trust the clerk to make our corrections. Not wait.
Okay. Well, where is it? I haven't found it. I haven't seen it. There it is. Okay. We'll get Dan to pay these, except we'll correct this one. Which one is it?
The phone bill.
It's supposed to be $38.52, and it's
$38.54. We'll initial it this time, and then I'll go on the website and correct it. And
okay.
and Dan will get the bills paid. Okay, we have one more sign. Okay. The next thing on here is legal and contract snow and ice removal contracting. Go ahead, Commissioner Riddell.
Did you all get your copies of the contracts?
No.
Did you?
Here, I made three.
Thank you.
I've looked at them already.
I contacted four different people, well, actually five. This Carrier Construction, Mobetter. I also did contacted Brewery, Miner and Company, and Mullins. Miner and Company, they are not doing any more. Says we're not taking on any new properties for the upcoming season. I apologize for that, she says. Drury, I did not hear back from. I got, I did not until after, and I kept in close contact with Mullins, but he, and I told him when I needed the, you know, his bid, and it didn't come in until after 5 o'clock today, so I didn't even include it. Mainly because he wanted a $5,000 retainer, and he wanted to do it by the hour, which I knew that wasn't gonna fly, so I did not do that. Now the only thing with Mobetter, and I know we all know now that he was in that terrible accident that killed his wife, and he is still not back at work. He's still undergoing treatment for the injuries that he sustained in the accident. And he doesn't really have his crews put together or anything, so I don't want to take a chance on that.
There's always next year.
Exactly. And really, if you look at it, the bids with Carrier, now, Carrier came out, he went through the subdivision. He told me where he would put, if it have a large snow, what he's going to do with it, how he's going to get rid of it. His price per pass, that means, and it's from curb to curb, it's not going down half the middle of the street, it's not going halfway up a court, Bev, like you did yours last week, or last year. And it's $25 more for plowing than the contract was last year. The magic salt is actually $10 less per application than it was last year. So,
yeah, but it's pre-treatment.
What?
It didn't have a discount for the pre-treatment. Pre-treatment on Mobetter was 17-something. But
1800 for pre-treatment. But
yeah. But, you know, here again is, I talked to this gentleman today, okay? And
The Carrier Construction Group?
Yes. And we had a nice conversation. So, again, I just wanted to let you know, he explained to me also what he had explained to Linda. So, that's my input on it, okay? Because...
Well, my other thing I wanted to point out to everybody was that he has listed us per pass $725. Beginning at 2 inches of snow. It doesn't go up
Right.
It doesn't go up to 1,000 if we have 6 inches. It's going to stay at 725, regardless of how much snow we get.
But they don't offer the pre-treatment, pre-treatment?
No, we get the pre-treatment, but it's...
It's not listed separate.
It's not listed. The price is not listed separate. So I make a motion that we go with, what's his name, Drew?
Carrier.
Carrier. For this year. I feel, yeah, comfortable with stating that. Hopefully I won't have any problems later on. Commissioner Beville won't have any problem. But that's, you know, again, I had some questions. Linda asked me to get him a call to get my, being the previous road commissioner before the mayor, I had more problems with people that weren't living in the city, okay? Dumping 13-ton of salt on our streets, which is an EPA violation for the amount of street miles we have, and doing scraping of slush. That was in charging us by the hour. So this is one of the reasons why I really kind of I question everything when it comes to snow and ice removal because it is so important to the city. Okay.
This gentleman lives in Worthington Hills?
No.
No, he doesn't live, but it's a family-owned business, okay. So it's not...
They've been in business for 18 years. He took it over 10 or 11 years ago.
And he has the equipment to do the work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like... he just has the equipment. He has the number of trucks he needs. He has...
And
he needs to do the job.
I asked him how many people he's planning on running in the city, and he said two. Okay. So, just for an example, when they go do Northumberland, they'll end up doing two, going north, and doing two coming back on the wider streets, okay, like Northumberland and Halifax. Middlesex, they'll probably do the same thing with somehow. I don't really know, but he did tell me they're going to be using two trucks instead of one truck in the city. So I've made a motion. Do you have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. All right.
Do we vote?
Yeah, let's do a roll call, though. Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Mayor Stoneham, yes.
Thank you.
Please call him. Please let him know right away.
I will. I'll call him, or I'll send him an email tomorrow and tell him to accept this bid.
Yeah, because we're the last one he's waiting to take. So, all right. With that said, is there any other thing that we need to talk about? Commissioner Resendez, did you want to bring that up with this landscaping?
Yes.
While we're in legal and contracting?
I didn't have time to make all the copies, but we have three companies. I met up with them at the Westport entrance. I was the one who sent me. They didn't answer me, but I had to look for myself. So I have this first one, Titan Landscape Group. So they just gave me, I don't know if you guys want to see it, like you can check it out first like that.
Yeah, we're not planning on voting or doing anything tonight, but we just wanted to show what's going on.
Yeah, this is my picture.
Uh-huh.
That's his picture.
Added AI or something.
He couldn't remove some stuff. You see this one?
He put it in pictures.
Yeah, he didn't take pictures. This is my pictures. Oh, the pictures are right now.
Mm-hmm. I can tell the difference.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That is. And so is this. Mm-hmm. Clean. Clean.
The one thing that I have personally got a problem with is not putting perennials or the annuals in, the geraniums or whatever the heck them things are. Especially right there at the front, because remember, we used to have problems with them hitting the rocks that were up there.
It's been a long time since anybody ran over those.
And the three of them, they didn't change anything, whatever you guys...
They still are running over that curb up there.
Well, with perennials, if they're flowers, they're going to have to be maintained.
Right.
So unless they're like, you know,
what I liked, yeah, what I liked was that ornamental grass that they had in there, and some of them bushes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we had, I think they all want to take out them two evergreens that are on each side, but we still need something on the north side, which is the back side of the sign, because that's where all the electrical and the connections are. And
I'm sure you noticed that.
Well, yeah. You know, those are like miniature arborvitaes, and there's different, like the small ornamental I have in my yard are arborvitaes. So the little miniatures, but you know, they'll still grow.
Right. I'm just saying they're wanting to take them big tall ones out because
right.
we
yeah,
have
those are cedars, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
What else you got there?
Well, I mean, the net's a net of $8,204, and I'm pretty sure that we can, you know, do something about that. And I know just by you guys looking at the pictures, we have a better, like, memory for next year.
Because
they will start probably, like, in March. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing that we have to, you know.
Right.
So that's, we're looking at that about, you know, $8,000. You have this bluegrass. They all have different, you know, types of.
Now,
these are design and installation. They're not just design, right?
All of them is design installation because they have to be removing certain stuff that we already have.
So this is for taking all the old stuff out.
Yeah, they have everything there. I will try to get everything together for like next time and have everybody have a copy.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of what the first people are proposing.
Yes.
Kind of, what is their bid?
We have $5,000 with them.
Ooh, that's a saving.
Yeah. And again, this is at today's prices, okay? So we just need to.
We can
get an idea.
Kind of get guidance from one photograph.
Or however you guys want to. Whoever we will choose or have somebody that they can come in or explain to us better, the three of them, or just one, or, you know, just the second one. And then truck tenders, this is the one that gave us a little bit more of color, I guess. Now, they have option one, which is a budget friendly, up to $1,161.
Mm-hmm.
They will keep the rock. Because the rocks are, I've never been there. They were the ones, you know, checking. There's a lot of, what is it called, that other black little
box.
Yeah, I think it's, the rocks are just on top of it, so they're always falling. It's not like flat. It was never, you know, I don't know who was the last
person that was on there. It's a mound.
Yeah, so when the cars pass, depending on the country, the rocks are, like, falling. So there's this. For the friendly budget, it's about $2,161. Basically, they would just kind of like keep the rocks and just do a little cleanup and put the stuff there. And we would have an option two for planting for design, which is more like, you know, it's more detail.
Is that rock removal?
That would include new river rocks. So that one's at $7,059. Now we have this option three edging, I guess, installation. But see, this is, they're in the, like, let's say we would
different
get
tiers.
Yeah,
what you get.
Option one, but then we could get option three together if we want that edging for the rock, which I think they can just make it go a little bit flatter and then replace the same rocks we have so we can save a little bit more.
When they put the rocks in, they it's like all these other landscapers, they put that weed control mat down, which is a real loser.
Personally, I think this is overplanted because people forget they want to always put a lot of stuff in, which is what, I mean, that's what they, where they make their money, putting a lot of stuff in. Mm-hmm. But that lot of stuff is going to grow.
Right.
I told the three of them, we want something that is low maintenance.
Exactly.
So they also say we can, you know, just change things around, what do we like. So the reason this one really comes up is because of the pictures.
Yeah.
I think if they would have put some pictures like that, we can see their style. But I know that this is really clean. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just wearing it as I go. This.
I really like that. Very nice.
Yeah.
It's clean, it's open.
And what do they have? Is that moss? Is it rock?
It will be.
It looks like rock, okay.
It will be the same rock I think we have.
Yeah, all they're going to do.
So, what do we, kind of rock is there? It's not river rock, is it?
Yeah.
Is it river rock? Okay.
It's the same type of rock that's over there on Boyethin. All the rock that we have was all put in at the same time.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm guessing those are arthritis, but I could be wrong.
Thank you.
No, they are.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for finding our website.
I'm on your website. I'm on your website.
Thank you.
With the red. Yeah. Maybe.
Christy, did you sign in?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you got it. I should have checked to make sure. Yeah, you get a sign in and put your address on there at least.
And when I went, I was like, wait, this is. And what happens with the yellow painting? Who takes care of that? The city?
What?
For the curb, like
the curb painting.
Yeah, the city paid somebody to paint that curb.
Oh, because it's really bad, and it also makes the.
Well, they keep hitting it.
Yeah.
Well, then we should make it tire color.
This is very nice, but a pop of color would be even better.
Like a yellow or red something.
Yeah, the red begonia. I mean, that's the.
I mean, because you did put teeth in there. I mean,
yeah, those are red.
What are those?
Those are.
Let me look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The least look like
candy.
Bye.
Y'all have a blessed evening.
I don't know. What is it? Is it one of? I know you recognize.
Proposed placement of
obsession nadinia.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Is that a perennial or an annual?
It's an annual.
Again.
No. This is a perennial.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got annuals on
the end. Yeah, location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
ornamental grass is great. I mean, if we can keep it down.
Yeah.
We'll have to have some better pictures.
Well, those are good.
So I know those are good.
What do I do next? I mean, what happens?
Just let them know we're still thinking. You know, You've presented it to the commission, and we are going to do something probably in the spring, but at this time, and we would like to have better visual items. You know, something that we can. I mean, we got good presentation with the one, okay, but the other two. I mean, you've got to second guess most of them, you know.
Like something like that, like a picture, the actual picture, and.
Yeah, we need, because the obviously the technology to give us that type of presentation is there.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember when we did redid the island on Boynton? It was Ben just worked that up on the computer, but it still helped to have a picture.
Right.
To say we're going to move this back 5 feet. You know, when you can tell people I'm going to move an island back 5 feet all week long until they see it. Right. Oh, this is what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's really a good.
Boynton's a good example of successful presentation. I mean, honestly, the project that Commissioner Babel put together for that has really, really paid off. I mean, there's no problems in that circle anymore. The trucks can move through there. You know, after we got on Rumpke 2 weeks in a row about hitting the curb with their trucks, we said there's plenty of room down there now. You don't need to be running over our curbs, okay?
I never will forget calling Chris Ferris. I got him on the phone. I said, look, we moved that island back 5 feet. How much more room y'all going to need to quit hitting it? And he said, I'll make sure they don't hit it again. And that stopped, didn't it?
Yeah, and it is a fact. We had identified, it was the Rumpke trucks hitting it because of that front end dumpster system that they used. They weren't wanting one to hit them mailboxes because it makes a wide turn, and them back wheels were running straight over that curb.
I think they were on the curb and hit that street light out.
Oh, sure.
Probably. Right. But that was money well spent, wasn't it?
Right. That was excellent.
They kept replacing it and replacing it.
It's 12 inches of cement down there. If any trucks break that up now, we got problems.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I do want to bring up the paving contracts I've received, and I know that it's too late in the year to any really to do any paving, and we don't want to do paving right before wintertime gets here. But I guess this wait, I'm going into old business. Never mind.
Well, we're now moving into old business. Go ahead, Commissioner Bedell.
Okay. I got an email from the state. The application that I sent in for the road funding, you know, the help on getting Lindenburg paved, your application was evaluated as a 6, which means it's not top priority, but it still needs, and your project will be submitted to the legislature on November the 1st for funding consideration. There will be a decision made of which roads are to be funded by them during the 2026 spring session. And the funds are awarded as budgeted for the beginning of the fiscal year, July 1st to June 30th. So we've made the first cut.
Okay, is that this fiscal year, fiscal year 2026, or is it fiscal
year? 26, next year.
Okay, so the project would be involved would be done after July 1st.
The money to pay for it would be given to us July 1st. I mean, the bottom line is, I think we're going to have the road repaved.
Right. Right. But the thing is we're going to have to clarify if we repave them, if we get approved for the money. And we get them paid prior to the fiscal year and pay it out of our pockets, are we still going to get that money?
If I can ask.
Okay. Because if it's set up to that they can't, there, it's a fiscal year. We're in fiscal year 26, by the way. Okay. So July 1st is fiscal year 27.
Well, it looks like to me it would be, she's saying the 2026, the funds are awarded as budgeted for the beginning of the following fiscal year. So that would be
fiscal year 27.
Correct.
Okay. So we just need to clarify if our project gets approved, can we move forward in fiscal year 27? In fiscal year 26, but get the funds paid to us in fiscal year 27 with the receipt of the project.
Well, I mean, they're going to, okay, all I ask for clarification.
You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, they're going to send the money to the city. I don't think they send it to the vendor.
But no, they don't send it to the vendors. What I'm saying is if we do the project,
like, will you be reimbursed?
Yeah, are we going to be reimbursed for that project?
They're going to give us money. I asked for it'll be about $92,000.
Yeah, it's 80%.
City of Worthington Hills a check for $92,000, which, if we've already paid the bill, I will ask, though, if we've already paid $92,000, or say, for instance, we choose one of the contracts that was $86,000. The reason I sent in the larger amount was because I wanted to make sure that if
right.
we picked a higher bid, we would have enough money to...
We need to know if we have to wait for the money to be
Before we can do the work.
Before we can do the work.
I would think so.
Yeah, tell them that the thing is we'd like to get the project done as soon as possible.
Well, we have to remember, too, that if we hold off, none of these bids that we've gotten, I can't imagine any vendor waiting another whole year.
I know.
I'm going to give you the same bid.
I know.
It's going to be more.
I understand that. But anything that we get is still a savings to the city.
Well, if we get $92,000, that's going to help a whole lot.
You're right. Okay.
And just, that's what I want to find out. If we take a bid that's less, do we have to send the other money back?
Well,
yeah.
Stupid.
We do.
Well, you find another road to pave.
Well, that's what I said. If I'd known how much at the very beginning, and they don't tell you that until you're in the middle of doing all this stuff.
Right.
But if you could, I could have asked for up to $500,000. And I'm like, what?
You
know, well, for our
whole city, we could. They're going to want to see a receipt. I'll put it this way: they're going to want to,
right,
because we sure. get 80. They are going to pay out 80% of whatever our end contract
ends
up being.
Jefferson County falls in the 80%.
Yeah. So
category.
If it's $100,000,
submit more than one request.
I could have, but I didn't know at the time that this is the first time I've ever done this, so I didn't really know. And that whole thing of taking pictures over 300 feet, I wouldn't have to do that either, you know. But, I mean, it's now that I know more how to do
right.
it, I'll definitely be
on the lookout for,
on the lookout for the next one, you know. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, so see, if our project ends up being $100,000, then we only going to pay $20,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is a good deal, but
sure,
here again, it's up to the legislator who gets the money.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure J-Town's going to get a nice chunk of change since they're rolling.
Well, they're only allowed to go up to $500,000, so.
Jimmy probably got it for them.
Anything else? Okay. Is anybody else of the commissioners got some old business they want to talk about? Okay. Welcome, commission ambassadors. I still don't have any volunteers for that. Emergency communications equipment, monthly radio checks.
Channel 9.
Okay. New business. All right. Anybody else got new business that they want to talk about?
Do you want me to ask Connor throughout?
See what we can do.
Throughout December? See
if we can get. See if we can get a Christmas gift.
Well, I mean, one thing I did talking about this did because I was not here the night that we voted on the trash pickup. Did Ecotech say they were picking up Christmas trees? They did. So I don't have to.
If they're out, okay. But here again, we're going to need to know a date. I think what we need to do is get them to give us a date to have the real Christmas trees out, which will be after Christmas, obviously.
Right.
Okay? So it may be the first week in January. We need to be able to publicize this so that they know all your yard waste and Christmas tree. See if we can get the yard waste and Christmas tree out for one day after Christmas.
Did you already say they were going to do a pickup on yard waste, an extra one at the end of November?
That's what he's asking, operation. So I'll email him tomorrow and ask him.
So then the December one with the Christmas tree pickup ought to work okay.
I mean, people leave their trees up through New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask him, about the first week of January.
Well, hang on a second. Let me look at the calendar.
First week of January.
Okay, the first week of January is January 5th.
January 5th.
Yeah, but Yeah, January 5th.
Maybe.
Boy, that
the trees be getting crispy by
they will be. I mean,
they'll be getting crispy.
Yeah, I just know some people do leave.
Yeah, because they would be taking them. They'd be taking them down the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of January.
Some people would be taking them down the 26th.
Yeah, before.
You're right.
But, I mean, we would they have to extend the yard waste that long? Would they have room for the trees and yard waste?
There's not that much yard waste that goes out in January.
Okay, so
the last year was 5 tons.
Extend it until Christmas tree pickup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask them if nothing else. Ask them how much it would be cost the city to go ahead and extend it.
Okay.
If they want to charge us, give us a one-time fee for the extra period of time.
Okay.
See, my opinion is they could do it. Bulk. All the people have to do is put it out once in a friggin' damn month, and they could use the bulk trash. That would be my solution, but trying to communicate it.
Not right.
Yeah. Again, we're trying to do the best for the city. Don't let it bother you. Okay. All right. The CDs have matured. We're in the 10-day grace period for moving them or doing something with them. Now, on the back of your agenda, this is what we have, okay? 5 months is got the top at 3.8 with an annual percentage rate of 3.87. That's moving into, that would be March. If we, Dennis, Dan, or Commissioner Metcalf, City Treasurer Small, and myself have an appointment at Independence Bank tomorrow to do something. We either cash them out, put the money in the bank, or we move them to another CD. My recommendation, in the CD rate for the 3 month, I'm assuming is this 3.65, okay? My recommendation is going to be we move into the 5 month because that'll put us into March. I know that because mine is there, okay? And since this is the 21st, it would be March 22nd that they would mature, which will be...
Remind me again how much money we have tied up.
We have $250,000 of the road fund in there. Okay.
Okay. We do have you five. Know what was made off of that? Those two?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. He might. It was like $1,000.
Hold on a second. I'll try to find it.
I know my little $10,000 one made $100 something, so.
Why
did
yours not
make that much? I only got 10,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, $10,000. We got $250.
The interest for the road fund last fall was $300. So how
no, the $300 is the bank account. We need CDs.
His whole department's job overseas.
Yeah.
Let me look at this. Hang on a second. I can figure this out in just a minute. It's just basically because I had $10,000. Calculator.
I couldn't say
all right.
And he said, can I cross train for one? Nope.
25.
Before not cross train.
They're trying to do it to us. It's ridiculous.
25 times 104. All right, we made about $2,600 on the run time. And that's if my calculation's right. If I have a $10,000 CD,
right,
and, in they, and we have a 250,
yeah,
you multiply it by,
right,
25. And we have double that, would be $5,200.
Right. When they mature and we decide to, like, not put them back in one, that additional money, does that stay with the road fund?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Road fund interest stayed with the road fund because we made it off the road fund.
Right.
Okay. General, the money, the $500,000 that we have out of our major fund, our general fund, the unrestricted fund,
uh-huh,
stays with the unrestricted fund.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm all for the 5 months too.
Okay.
So we would get 2 5-month CDs.
Okay. Now, do we want to take out the interest that we received and just renew on the 5 month at $500,000, or do we want to roll the interest also into the new CD?
Do we have to pay tax on the interest?
The city doesn't pay tax.
So is with rolling it in, that's more money being
That's
paid.
More interest, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't see any reason to pay it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I would do.
All right. Did you find it yet? Were you looking for it? Do you see my logic?
Yeah.
Okay. To figure out as an accountant?
Well, what does the accountant think about this?
Well, I was trying to look on the detail, and I don't have it listed on the detail as to what the CD interest is and what the bank
right.
interest is.
Because they don't give it to us every month, do they?
Well, that's stuck as a thing, because on the financial report, there's a road fund income and road fund interest.
But that's from the money market. That's
right.
From the
and there's
bank
no,
account.
There's no CD interest in there, so no. I'm guessing we don't get the interest but every quarter.
Right. We don't get the interest until it matures.
Until it matures. So it won't be on there until
right.
this month.
Right.
So yeah, I have no idea what the interest is.
Okay.
But I would keep the interest in there. Right?
But like I said, I got $104,000 on 10, so figuring on $250,000. That's 25 times 104. Comes out to whatever I said, $2,600 thereabouts. That's my guesstimate, okay? I thought I saw that somewhere, but I don't remember. But anyhow, I probably should ask that today. So, do I hear a motion on moving the CD with the funds and the interest earned to a 5 month CD?
I make a motion.
Okay, so that's the motion to move to purchase a 5 month CD using the monies we got there plus the interest. Is that okay? Did I understand?
Yeah, I was going to say something else. We had a CD with $500,000 in it, right? It now has $505,184.
$505,000?
Yeah. That's the balance in that.
Okay, so we did get $5,184.
Yeah, and then
we're
getting two.
Okay, now that's all I heard you say, one.
And then the other one's $252,592.
Okay, so I was off a little bit. But
$2,600 and $5,200.
Okay. So that's pretty close. Okay. So current value plus the interest to a 5 month CD.
On both CDs.
On both CDs. Is that your motion?
So that's 2 5 month CDs.
Yes.
Yes, I'll second that.
Okay. Commissioner Mulpin, first, did you get that?
Long time ago.
Okay. All right.
Just waiting for you to say it 3 more times.
Commissioner Bedell, second it. Roll call vote. Commissioner Bedell?
Yes.
Commissioner Mulpin?
Yes.
Commissioner Midcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Mayor Stone? Yes. Why not just demote myself? Okay, so we're okay. Current cash value. Okay. Halloween hours. Meant to bring it up last meeting, so I went ahead and put it on the website that we would maintain the same hours that we had last year. And I did that on the 1st of October, and then I read on next door, somebody asking when Worthington Hills Halloween hours are, 2 hours later. Obviously, they didn't look at the website. Anyhow, is there any objections to, or does anybody have any better hours for Halloween? Because I can still make the change on the website.
Is it on a Friday this year?
It's on Friday.
Yeah.
Cul-de-sac's hardly getting work. They're so dark. All right. I don't hear any objections, so it stays on as the way it is. Okay, did everybody turn their open meeting open records receipt in?
Yes.
Make sure. I wanted to make them pretty. I'm going to have to mail them to the Attorney General's office. All right, Susan's, Christina's, Beverly's. And, okay, yeah, I'm off.
Do you say you still have to get the ethics board?
Yeah, I have to get the ethics board. I've already alerted two of them. I'm waiting for Carol Campbell to talk with Carol Campbell. So once I get those, then I'll get them scanned and emailed out to the Attorney General's office with the other document that I have to fill out. Anything else for new business?
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about here, and we talked about, you know, back of this, I don't understand all these emails that we're getting from places and people I've never even heard of. How are they getting through all this? They come with attachments, and I send them to VC3. And this goes on for days and days and days.
You think you get them? You ought to see how many I get.
Well,
I mean, and when I see, and when I see something that's really threatening, that's when I make sure you all get notified about it. Okay, because with AI, like I said in my email I sent out, AI is going to be starting playing a big part. I mean, these things will just get more realistic, more realistic, more realistic, okay? All I can say is be careful. Don't click on anything. I mean, some of you don't even have to click on it.
No, you don't.
And
my question is, though, should we? I don't want to just slam all these into VC3 to the point of where when they get one, they go, oh, here we go again. I don't want that to happen.
They don't care. Because my understanding of what they do, okay? When you forwarded that email, okay, there's code, correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I know Commissioner Resendez probably knows more than I do, but they can read the code. You don't see it. I can, okay? It's like when I update the website, I don't do it. I'm looking at code and doing cutting and pasting. Okay, that's what they can do. There is certain code for emails that they can go through, and they can track where the originators is by their IP address. Okay, so when you forward that to them, okay, that's how they get it. It's you can find the code if you know how to do it. I know how to get to the code.
I don't want to know how.
You don't want to know how because it'll just look like gobbledygook to you anyhow. Okay. That there is information in there. That's how they're catching some of these threat analysis, you know, and other stuff. They have, you know, the good guys have the white hats, okay? The bad guys are the black hats, okay? There's people out there that that just don't have anything to do all day long other than try and break into stuff. Okay, that's how they make their money. And, you know, we're talking, this is a worldwide network now. Okay?
And they pay for addresses. So somehow they've gotten...
All they did was send a bot out.
Right.
An AI bot.
That was pretending to be the mayor.
Right.
Because that's when it started.
Yeah.
It started getting...
Yeah.
Saying it was...
When you read about bots...
Yeah.
It's basically, they have a program that does nothing but go out on the web and do what that bot, or that bot does what it's instructed to do. If it's instructed to go out and find every friggin' dang email address and all information on city officials in the world, okay, boom. And then they've got other stuff that filters down to where they can say how many of these people have been spoofed before, okay? That's the reason why when these people get their systems locked up, that stuff's all in history somewhere, okay? So they go and pick on them again. Unfortunately, we live in a world where getting rich quick is what people want to do.
Well, you know, they hold companies hostage now.
Yeah.
Like you have to pay a ransom to get your info.
Right, and then you don't know if you're going to get it if you pay it. That's the reason why we don't, when we have our website, everything that we have is backed up daily. Okay? So, if somebody was to try to ransom us, then Bev's computer's all backed up. All the time. And Dan, you send the database over to her occasionally on the...
No, my computer's backed up.
Yeah, his is the same way. He's got so it's going to happen. Emails is just a playground on top of a playground. But well, I appreciate you bringing it up.
Now I remember you had told us previously. It was something I learned when I was the first time I was a commissioner. Is that we can't ever delete. I mean, we can send something to the trash. But we can never delete anything we get because it might be part of an open records request. So I've got like 500 in my trash, you know. But it's okay to put them in the trash, right?
It's okay to put them in trash and trash.
But don't empty the trash.
But here's again, the emails are getting backed up.
Yeah.
I don't know how often the emails get packed up, okay? But our emails are backed up also.
Okay.
So basically... If it has to do with, if you get junk mail, you can trash it. If you get anything that, I trash junk mail every friggin' day, okay?
Then do you empty your trash?
Yeah, I empty my trash. Because it's junk mail. And it's junk because I don't know who these people are.
So the only thing that she needs to keep is city-related.
City-related. If you get something from the city person or something that's related to your business or to you from a vendor or something like that, if it's trash, if it's spam, you know, you don't need to hang on to it. You just what
like solicitations, like blah blah blah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure
our webinar, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Watch out for the webinars. That is a big catcher.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple of people that I know personally and have been on their webinars. So when I get an email from them, I know it's not trash.
Yeah.
But when, you know, you'll get these invites to, you know, we got this new program for in helping you keep your citizens informed, your residents. And I'm like, yeah, right.
If I get something and it doesn't come, unless it comes from the Kentucky League of Cities or something with an email that ends in .gov, I don't open it.
The reason why I sent you that email last month, letting you know that our auditor was going to be sending out the inquiry, was because you may not have recognized it and you might have trashed it. So this is why I alerted you that that was coming, that it didn't come. Mr. DeWeese got his.
It did later.
It did later, but Mr. DeWeese got his the same day I sent it out. So it just got you know, they're busy, because they're doing regular, when's the federal income tax? It's November 1st?
Third.
They moved
30th?
Third. So they moved because of all the catastrophes we had early in the year. They moved Kentucky from October 15th to November 3rd. So they're still working on anything that may have been a late submission. All right. Next thing is commissioner reports. Who wants to be first?
I'll go first.
All right, Commissioner Muffin, go ahead.
October 2025 utility commissioner's report. 9:30 voicemail from resident in Trev Condo's report and street light out at 11917 Paxwell Drive. 10-1, I reported the street light out at 11917 Paxwell Drive to LG&E and work order was placed. 10-5, I drove the city for street light check. 10-6, email from resident inquiring about the pending yard waste. 10-8, email from a gentleman requesting irrigation sprinklers be shut off. 10-10, called Global Water Company requesting irrigation be turned off at 4119 Northumberland, 3800 Northumberland, and 11904 Boyden Court. Mark has confirmed with Global Water Company, emailed Mayor Stoneham and Commissioner Resendez. 10-16, I emailed Connor Slade with Ecotech requesting one last yard waste pickup at the end of November. Connor replied that he would speak with operations and let me know. He didn't think it would be an issue and get back with me. I drove the city for a streetlight check. Streetlight out at 11915 Caswell Drive. 10-17, reported streetlight out at 119 Caswell Drive. A work order was placed. 10-21, read all of October emails, attended city meeting, and will participate in the radio check.
Thank you, Commissioner Mulpin. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Babil, why don't you go next?
9-17. I sent Commissioner Resendez information about ornamental grasses, along with the contact information for four landscape companies. 9-18, I contacted the companies which had submitted bids for paving Lunenburg and asked them to update their bids using the criteria Mayor Stone requested at the meeting, which was namely installing 12-foot speed bumps. 9-26, submitted the CPPD application and photos to the Kentucky Department of Transportation in Frankfort, and I received an email confirming that the application had been received. 9:30, I forwarded a voice message to Commissioner Maupin about a street light flickering on Taswell. 10-2, I completed and submitted the related party questionnaire from the auditors. 10-4, I sent Mayor Stoneham the addresses of two units which have recently been sold. And 10-20, I reviewed the documents received in preparation for the monthly meeting. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Babil. Commissioner Metcalf, why don't you go next?
Okay. 60 minutes to report, 10-21-25. Drove the city at various times, attended a JCLC meeting on 9-18-25. Mayor Stone and I had a meeting with Mayor Hirschborn. Mayor and I had a meeting with KLC representative and received a call from a resident of Dickerson Court concerning an individual riding a mini bike recklessly after dark and with no lights after dark. I called LMPD and reported the incident. I went to the complainant's house to view video, date 9/27/25, and the call came in at 5:43 p.m. Received another complaint from the same about the same thing from 9:30/25. I called LMPD and was able to talk to an officer. I received an email from a resident on Dickerson Court about the same individual. I answered her and let her know we were aware of the situation and we were in the process of turning it over to our city attorney. 9/28/25, issued parking permits to 12005 Bay Run Drive. On 10-14-25, Mayor Stone and I went to Dan Small's office to get checks signed. Conducted radio checks after last city meeting. On Channel 8, we'll conduct radio checks tonight, 10-21-25, using Channel 9. I forgot to put this on there, but went to the post office each Friday and on two Tuesdays this month. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Commissioner Resendez.
This is the property commissioner report from 9-17 to 10-21. On 10-10, I met with contractors from Titan Landscapes and Bluegrass Landscape at the Front Island entrance of Westport to give quotes and design ideas. On 10-14, I left a voicemail message for Evergreen to request winterization service. And also on this date, I also met with another company, Tender Turf, for landscaping quote and design. On 10-20, I tried to contact Evergreen again with no answer. Just a voicemail message and sent an email requesting to schedule systems for winterization. And then I got a call back today, and Bill said that he will be, we're on the list, but we don't have a date for that winterization date. But he said in the next 2 weeks, they'll be around the city. I drove around the city on several occasions, and there was no citizen concerns this month.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. All right. If there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I have a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Muffin. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. It is
time to go home.
8:41. Thank you very much. You all have a blessed evening.